Blog Talk Radio.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is going to tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hello, hello. Happy Father's Day Sunday to all worldwide fathers and uncles and brothers and father figures. Wow, to all the father figures, the stepdads, the guys that wear both hats, mom and dad, just a big shout out. A happy Father's Day weekend to all of us who are celebrating Father's Day. And if you all look at the promo, I have a picture of co-host Cousin Linda and her late stepfather, Uncle AJ, who was an awesome man. He was an awesome uncle, so I can imagine he was an awesome stepdad, and our awesome late Uncle James, who was an amazing, not only an uncle, but a father figure to both of us. More so to Cousin Linda. I was very close to him, but she's older than me, and she knew him longer, and they were very close, and we both admired, and we love all our uncles. And but, you know, and have different type of relationships. But just a big shout out to my late father and to teachers and neighbors and just all the great men in my life and friends who have been awesome father figures to me. Happy Heavenly Father's Day to the late Tommy Lee Ellis. He was not only my brother-in-law and a great mentor, but he was also a father figure. My other brother-in-law, Mr. Wayne Gregory, Alan Gregory, awesome brother-in-law and father figure also. Wish him a happy Father's Day. There are just amazing people, neighbors in my neighborhood, friends my age. I just wish you all, and younger people, young people, it's amazing to young people that I see. We talk about negative things and try to bring light and answer questions to why, but there are some positive young men out there that are doing their thing, being great fathers. So big shout out to everybody who's doing a great job, awesome dad out there. And presents, and it's just great to recognize you all. Just great to recognize you all and celebrate amazing fathers and those that's trying. You know, I know many, you know, say, I'm trying, I'm doing my best, I'm trying. We all are trying. But honor to you all, those of you in the air, in the military that are abroad, wish you all an awesome, and working abroad and living abroad, maybe away from your family, or in other states, wishing you a happy Father's Day. Those of you that are locked up, wishing you a happy Father's Day. So we're going to get this show on the road, because handing the mic to Cousin Linda. So we're discussing Father's Day and also movies, Turner Classic Movies. So, and this week we will also discuss etiquette. Today, many of you are at events, hosting events. This week, we will discuss etiquette, proper etiquette at different occasions, at home, restaurants, special occasions. Some of you might be like me, need a refresher on some things. But there's with the basics, you know, it's important for us to, you know, lay it down. For some of you, might be your first time hosting an event or going to a particular restaurant and just want to know, like, the basic things of what to do. So here's the mic. And, you know, this is Cousin Linda's forte. This is what bonded Cousin Linda and I. When I was a little bitty girl, she and my mom made sure I knew my etiquette. And I'm not as coming to me. That was a plan between my mom and Cousin Linda. It's finally coming to light. Teach this girl. teach her Cousin Linda how to be a lady in public. And I love being a little princess. Some of you see my tomboy side, but I have a very girly princess side. And Cousin Linda will tell you, I wore my long princess dresses, and still, and there might be why relationships don't work out, because I want my prince. Okay, Cousin Linda, the mic is yours, and let's celebrate.
Cousin Bethany and worldwide listeners and listeners in the States, I hope everyone is having a wonderful day. And because you covered it all on all the fathers, because I had forgotten about fathers who may be incarcerated for life.
It hit me at the end.
Hmm?
I said it hit me right at the end, the guys that are locked up.
Yeah, I never thought about them. Yeah, they're fathers because they do get visitation rights. And just because they're locked up doesn't mean that they don't have someone who loves them and cares about them. And they do get visits and everything. So, yeah, big shout out to anyone whose father is incarcerated or someone who has been acting like a father to a child or a neighbor. What have you. So I hope everyone is enjoying the day.
Right. And I don't know if you looked at the promo, but it's in the picture sideways, but it's a beautiful picture of you and Uncle AJ and Uncle James on Aunt Midge's patio at a barbecue. And
oh,
you are grinning. Yeah, it's on the promo. Friday, I posted the picture. The only picture I have of Mom and Ned and I. Ned is my biological dad, everyone. Harry McCall, my brother's Harry McCall Jr. But Friday on the promo is the only picture I have of Mom and Ned and I on a family trip, a hip baby. I guess I was about 6 months old in New Orleans on family vacation. And they soon split up, like soon after that, when I was one. But that's the only picture of me and my mom, biological dad and mom.
Okay.
Contrary to popular belief, so that, you know, my sister likes to spread rumors that somebody else my dad.
Well, I didn't have a chance to grow up with my real father because for some strange reason, my mother didn't like him. I never knew why. There was a gorgeous picture of him in his military uniform. And I really liked the picture, but my mother wouldn't put it out. And when he would come by Grandmama Maddie's house to see me, and he said, and don't tell Helen. And, of course, she'd tell my mother, Grandmother Maddie would tell my mother that he came by to see me, and then my mama would start fussing and raising sand. So I don't know what happened, that was just the end of that. He could have tried to see me, I guess, but he didn't. So, but I never held any ill will toward him because my mother married my stepfather, who was like a father to me. I couldn't have asked for a better stepfather.
Right. Oh, but that's a nice story that I had never heard. Well, you know what I noticed? One thing about the women in our family is important that we like. We love hard, but it's important to like, or we're not even going to get to the love.
Exactly. Well, do you want to move on to etiquette?
You know what? I didn't know if you wanted to talk about etiquette today, but I sure would love to, because some people have some events later on today. or tonight or wherever you are in the world, and like, yeah, I need to know at least some basics.
Okay, well, coming up, I used to read Ann Landers and Dear Abby, and they used to have writers who would always write in and ask them questions regarding etiquette, how to act, you know, protocol and everything. And, of course, there is Miss Manners. She wrote the book on etiquette. You are familiar with Miss Manners, right, Beth?
Yes.
Okay. I used to read her column in some syndicated, her syndicated column, rather, in newspapers across the country. I guess we could start with how to act if you're on a date. And I'm going to say that chivalry is officially dead and buried. I don't know what happened. I guess it occurred during Women's Lib. Women decided they wanted to be liberated, and they no longer wanted men to treat them like the princesses that they were, or just being a lady. I enjoy having a man open the car door for me. I enjoy the man letting me enter the building first while he holds the door open, allowing me to get on the elevator first. After my divorce and I started dating, and even when I was married, I don't remember Glenn holding the door open for me. Well, maybe that. But I don't remember him opening car doors. I don't know what happened to that. Men just got away from that. But if you look at movies during the 50s and earlier, you'll see how the gentleman holds the door for the lady, how he takes her coat. Just, you know, is very attentive. And when
right.
you go out on a date now, it's kind of like, well, we're equals. You open your door and I'll open mine. If he decides he wants to enter a building first, he does. And I've noticed that young men apparently, and Beth, I know you said you wanted to stay positive, but I'm always the negative person.
But we must share the truth. The truth
yes.
will set us free. Yes.
That is true. Well, I've noticed that young men, and I'm thinking of men maybe 21 and younger, who don't know common courtesy, let alone etiquette, when I'm waiting for an elevator. And even if I arrived at the elevator first, I've had young men to kind of not push me aside, but, you know, get on the elevator before I do and their buttons. They don't even say, what floor are you going to or what have you. And just entering a building, I will hold the door, man, woman, chicken, or child, or whomever. If
me
I see
too.
Somebody coming, you know, coming behind me, I don't care what race they are, what gender, I will hold the door. So, it's not just etiquette. Like I say, it's common courtesy. And then when you're out having lunch or dinner or whatever with friends, of course, everybody's meal is not going to arrive at the same time, but we will
right.
wait until everybody's meal has arrived before we start digging in. And they say you're not supposed to talk with your mouth full of food. However, sometimes you might have to try to get that point in, and you just got to talk with your mouth with some food in it. But that's not
proper.
But
always cover
etiquette.
Your mouth. Always get your napkin and put your napkin up to your mouth if you want to mumble something. But you don't supposed to talk with anything in your mouth. Wait till you're finished chewing your food.
That's correct. So I guess that's enough to get started. I hit on a few points.
But Cousin Linda, you make a good point, because I have been on dates or had boyfriends that they did not believe in the chivalry, and I am shocked and amazed and happy when gentlemen, young and old, open a door for me or ask if I need any help. And I'd say exactly what you, you said Shivery is officially dead. I would say shockingly, oh, Shivery is not dead. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if it's a young man, like you mentioned, I mentioned how his mother or whomever raised him did a great job. You know, I'm like, whoever raised you did a terrific job to teach you chivalry and manners. You know, I would, and then they will agree and say, well, yes, my grandmother or my mother or whoever taught them how to, or their dad taught them how to treat people in public. So I do acknowledge it too when it happens because it's rare. But I have been out with and just male friends. Sometimes I'm just, they'll get out the car and I'm sitting there like, okay, they're gonna open the door for me, and they're like, they'll look back like, you better come home. You better come home. I don't know what you're saying there for.
Is something wrong with your arm? I said, no,
right.
I was waiting for you to come open my
door.
And
I've dated guys that have told me up front. Right, and I've dated guys that told me up front, I don't do that. Like, oh.
Yeah.
So my Prince Charming, and some people probably say, well, or do you all do what we're do? But we just mentioned, we do our best to show our manners, too.
I do. I try to be as accommodating as possible. And I know I've remained friends with some guys that I dated in the past. And if they're in town or something, they'll call, and or if when I was in Jackson, they want to take me to lunch or dinner. And I would also try to reciprocate. And if they wouldn't let me buy the full meal for them, I'd say, well, let me at least buy a drink, or let me buy you a drink. Let me leave the tip, something to show that I'm just not out here trying to take advantage of you and your niceness.
Right. Right. I'll call them up, because sometimes, you know, I treat, you know, like, it's on me. Let's go to lunch. It's on me. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a friend, I won't call her name. Jamie used to take us to lunch all the time. So this particular day, he called and asked if I wanted to go to lunch, and told me to ask my friend. And I said, okay. He said, but we can't go early because I'm coming in from out of town and my flight doesn't arrive until whatever time. And he said, well, we won't be able to eat until 3 o'clock this afternoon. I said, okay, I'll call her and ask her. And so I called her and told her, and I said, and he won't be able to meet us, because we usually would meet Jamie around 11 or 11:30. And I told her, I said, well, he's not going to be able to take us to lunch until around 3 in the afternoon. She said, oh, no, that's just too late. No, I don't want to go. I said, oh, okay. I said, well, he just decided, you know, for some strange reason that he wanted to take us to lunch today. He was buying lunch for us. And I said, I'll let him know that you can't make it because 3 o'clock is too late. She said, hold on, I'll make a phone call. She said, if it's free, you know, I'm not turning down any free meals. Yeah, I booked my appointment that I had at 3 o'clock. And, yeah, if it's free, I'll go. And I said to myself, that is just terrible. Oh, if the meal is free, then you can go. That's what I'm saying to myself. And I didn't tell him what she said, but I was kind of hurt and disappointed. Oh, you just want to be in somebody's company because the meal is free.
Right.
So, you know, don't take advantage of somebody's niceness.
Exactly.
I mean, if she had something to do at 3 o'clock, I would have understood if she couldn't go, because 3 o'clock is late for us. We like to eat early. But he was just being really nice. You know, my flight doesn't arrive until whatever time.
Good food and good conversation.
Mm-hmm. Camaraderie.
As much as I love food, I agree with you. As much as I love food, I wouldn't do that. Like, oh, yeah. If it's free, because it's about It's about people sincerely coming together.
Right.
Because
yeah,
if she could make it at three, free or not, she should have said, darn, it's free. I hate to miss that free meal, but I'm sorry. Right.
Exactly.
That would have been.
That's what I would have done. You know, I've never gone somewhere with somebody, well, it's
right.
a free meal. But
right.
I don't know. Some people have different priorities, and they aren't sticklers for etiquette, I guess, or courtesy or politeness or whatever. But you
right.
know how we were raised, and so we were raised to be considerate and thankful.
Yes.
And appreciative.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And if you we like good food, you all. So if you think you're gonna like eat a lot of food, it's best to eat a little bit before you go to an event, so you don't appear greedy.
Yeah, because I will ask.
Yeah, so it's important to eat a little bit or have something else in your purse or in your bag. You guys have those man bags. So have something so you don't overeat. And I'm saying it from experience. I'm talking to myself because, we were talking early on, don't act like you have some home training. Don't eat up the place. If you're out in public or at someone's home.
As good of friends as I am with certain people and they want to take me to lunch or dinner or whatever, and when we arrive at the restaurant, and I will always ask, is there a limit? What can I have? 99.9%
right.
of the time they say, whatever you want, get whatever you
exactly.
want.
Exactly.
And I
but
will
wait
ask,
for the green light.
Yeah.
Wait for
and
the
I'll
green
say,
light.
Can I have a cocktail? Yes. Is dessert included? You know, when we finish eating the food, I'll say, can I have dessert? Is dessert included in this? I have gone to lunch with friends, a female and two guy friends of ours, and these two guys took us to a very, very expensive restaurant in Natchez, Mississippi. So
uh-huh.
I was in uh-huh for several days for something, I don't remember what. And these two guys that we had gone to school with, this young lady and I, and when I found out that we were going to Natchez to dinner, well, I'd never been to Natchez, and I was just excited at the fact that I'm going to Natchez. And I had heard that the restaurant was a nice restaurant. Well, whoever told me it was nice did not say, and it's terribly expensive. So when we arrived at the
right.
restaurant,
and, you know, right.
and these guys, now I think the lady that was with us, I think she might have been secretly dating one of the guys. I don't know, because when I saw the prices on the menu, the first thing I said was, what can I order? And both guys said, well, get whatever you want. Well, I didn't
right.
try to find the most expensive thing. I actually ordered what I wanted. And so we had gotten
right.
to the restaurant kind of early, and the other female said, well, I want a cocktail. And so the waiter said, well, the bar is not open right now. But she wanted this cocktail so bad, and he said, well, I'll see if the bartender will go ahead and open the bar, which he did. And she said, well, I'll have a Jack Daniel's Black. And I said, alcohol was included in this. And then when you start naming, you know, alcohol by the brand name.
And a restaurant
that
like that.
The price.
Sound like tea probably was expensive.
Yeah, everything. It was an expensive restaurant. So I said, well, since she's having an alcoholic beverage, can I get one? And they said, yes. So she ordered two Jack Daniel's Blacks, and I said, well, I'm not going to do this, because, I mean, one cocktail was plenty for me. So when
right.
it came time to order food, she got this, 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 and that. I'm like, well, I'm going to go ahead and order what I really want rather than picking
right.
out something that's not as expensive. And when we finished the meal, I don't want to lie, she may have gotten another drink, I don't know. But anyway, she ordered dessert.
And I said, well, she's getting dessert, and they seem to be okay with it. I'm going to go ahead and order dessert, too. But it seemed like, you know, these people who aren't used to something, and I know she is, but just the fact that they took us to Natchez, they took us to this expensive, exclusive restaurant, and we got down there before the restaurant even opened, and they rode us around and took us to a museum, and and order all of this expensive food. So I just want to take people to the casinos. I try to be nice and considerate because I don't know how much money you have. Even though you say order whatever you want, get as much as you want, I still don't do that.
Right. Because what I do, I like to match what they match what they order, maybe a different dish, because I'm like you, I'm going to order what I want, what I have the taste for, what I'm hungry for, what I have the appetite for. But I would ask them, like, well, what's your favorite meal here, especially if they've been to the restaurant before, and then I will stay within budget of their choice of item on the menu. I would stay equivalent to their price range or under. And that's with friends or dates or whatever, or just, you know, going, if they're ordering something for $25, I'm not going to order something for $45. You know?
Right.
And even when people say, go ahead and get what you want, I'm not going to, like, go all over what they are ordering. I'm going to stay within what they are eating and what they order. It probably would be different unless it's just something I want to eat. But I like to – I'm like you. If I see something I like, that's what I will get. So, you know, like I treat – like the friend that took me to that restaurant, Picante's, of a couple of months ago that I had told you about, I treat him to Japanese. It's Tokyo Express, but I love, you don't eat sushi, but I love sushi, and then they have this nice chicken and whatever you want to eat, get steak or shrimp or whatever. So I told him he could get whatever he wanted, but he stayed within my price range of what my favorite meals, what favorite dishes I ordered, and then when he took me out, I stayed within, I picked different items from a different area of the menu, but I stayed within budget. And then I was joking with the owner, like, I want that big Texas margarita. And I was joking, and he said, yeah, you can go ahead and get that. And I was like, I was just joking. He said, go ahead and order it. So I said, well, bring it on. Because he was like insistent, go ahead and get it. I said, I was just joking with him. He was like, go ahead. You can get it.
Well, you know.
So
I tell you who really spent a bunch of my money. You remember I used to have this friend, Michael Payne. Well, Michael worked for Southwestern Bell.
I think your book was based on you and Michael. Marvel's Adventures was based on you and Michael.
It is. Well, Michael worked for Southwestern Bell, and I was working for AT&T. That was after the breakup of the company. And so we got paid on opposite weeks. So when it was his turn to get paid, we went to lunch and he paid. And when it was my turn, we'd go to lunch and I would pay. And we always went to some nice restaurants, you know, like Dixie House and the Black Eyed Pea and Lucas Cafeteria or whatever. So one day we went to, I think it was Dixie House. Well, he decided that he wanted to order a whole bunch of food, and so I didn't say anything. I just said, well, next week will be my turn. So anyway, we ended up going somewhere. We decided not to do lunch. We did dinner. And Michael got this super expensive stuff. He just went to naming off everything and had several beers because he loved beer. So I said, well, that's okay. Next week is my turn. So the next week, I got him back. I ordered a bunch of stuff and a couple of cocktails because whoever was paying would drive.
So, right. You know, that was a fun thing for us. And so it started getting kind of out of hand. And one night it was his turn to pay for dinner. So he came by and got me, and I didn't have any money in my billfold. It was just empty. And something told me, like my grandma used to say, one mind told me, so you better get some money. So I had money in my apartment, so I got some money and put it in my billfold, thank God. All our time, we were ordering everything on the menu, and I forget what kind of restaurant it was, but whatever restaurant it was, they had these two guys. One was playing a fiddle, and I think one was playing a banjo or something. They come around to the table and serenade you, and I think they thought Michael and I were a couple because they stayed at our table. And we were ordering. Michael just ordering stuff left and right, and I was getting a little tipsy. And then when it was time to pay for the food, Michael Payne did not have any money. So I thought he was joking. No, Miss Linda, for real, girl, I'm serious. I don't have any money. I felt like killing him. Now, if I hadn't listened to my
mind. And party hardy, you all been serenaded like celebrities.
Yes. Thank God I had enough money to cover the bill. And I told him, I said, I'm going to kill you. But I didn't, you know. He paid
me. I told you. That was that clairvoyancy, too, being clairvoyant.
It was.
That boy told you better get that money.
And I checked my billfold, Beth, before I leave home. And I checked my billfold when I arrive at the grocery store or Walgreens or wherever I am. I keep checking to make sure I have the money. I don't want to get in there and get embarrassed. So there might be some people out there, you know, who do that on purpose. Oh, I don't have the money.
Wow. And it was really his turn to treat that time. But thank God you had the money.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So why he didn't reschedule? Like, I don't have, why he didn't say, well, I just don't have the money today?
I don't know. I don't know if he really forgot the money. I don't know. I never did find out. He paid
what
later on. But
what you feared and probably what happened. He didn't, but he looked in his wallet. Oh my God, I don't have any money. yeah, that's probably what happened.
I can't imagine what would have happened had I not had the money. I don't know, because it's not like, you know, a lot of places
like you,
now
like you joke with Dee, like you joked with Dee Dee that time you kept paying us overnight. You would have, Cousin Linda would have been in that bus. You and Michael would have been like Lucy, like the Lucy show, Lucille Ball.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like a Lucille Ball, like a Lucy and Daisy show.
Yeah, I look back on some of the stuff that Michael and I used to do, and it was equivalent to Lucy and Ethel. But, Beth, I tell you, I have another friend that we used to take each other to lunch, but it was on a once-a-month basis. And this friend's name is Michael, too. So, anyway, he wanted to go to one of these steakhouses in Dallas one Saturday afternoon. I forget which one it is, but it was down in Oman, and so we went to this steakhouse. Normally lunch would be about $30-$35, that because he didn't drink alcohol. I think he'd drink iced tea or Coke or something, and you know, I'm gonna have my cocktail and blah blah blah, and just so happened I had a lot of cash on me that day because he went a little overboard, in my opinion, ordering everything, like a that and the other and whatever. I said, that's okay. I said, your day is coming. I said, next time I want to go to a steakhouse. I want to go to Del Frisco's Double Eagle, and I want a glass of wine. I want shrimp cocktail. I want a salad. I want steak and lobster, a baked potato, and I want dessert. So I didn't hear from him for about 6 months, and I don't know what happened in between all that time. He didn't call me. I didn't call him. So after about 6 months, he called and said, well, are you ready to go to Del Frisco's? And I said, ooh, yeah, when? And so he told me what night it was going to be, on a Saturday night. So when we got to Del Frisco's, now, I, you know, was expecting some high prices, but definitely everything was a la carte. I could not believe a baked potato was $12. And
wow.
I think a shrimp cocktail, I think, and this was way back there. This has been at least 10 or 12 years ago.
That's what I was about to say. That's competing with no threats. Price as well. Wow.
Yes. And I think the cheapest steak was $33, which was a little filet mignon. I think it was probably about a 4-ounce filet mignon, which is not my favorite cut. But that was the cheapest one, so I got that. And when I looked at the menu, because even the salad was separate, there was nothing like a combination. Everything was a la carte. And when I looked at the prices, I said, Michael, we can leave. I said, we don't have to stay here. He said, no. He said, you're going to stay, and we're going to order. And I said, well, I'll just get a salad and maybe a glass of wine, you know. But he actually let me order my glass of wine, my salad, steak and lobster, baked potato, and dessert. I was shocked.
Whoa.
And so he, I don't know how much money he had brought, but he did have to pull out his credit card, because that meal ended up costing him almost $400. I think it was about
$350. That's what I'm like. It sounds like no threats. Woo!
Yes. It does. It was fun.
And that was 12 years ago. Wow.
Yeah,
so that's why you didn't hear from him for 6 months. Cousin Linda, that answers why you didn't hear from him for 6 months, too. He went with about a few lunches, too, saving up.
Well, yeah, I guess he was. But, I don't do that anymore, because I don't ever know what the other person is going to do. But etiquette-wise, I do not try to take a person to the cleaners. Even when Jamie was taking lunch and dinner and stuff all the time, and, you know, he's like my play nephew or whatever, I would still ask him, can I get this? And it got to the point, he knew exactly what I liked. It's like I couldn't make up my mind if I wanted key lime pie or a chocolate cake or something. He'd just go ahead and order both of them. He said, she can't make up her mind.
Oh.
You know, just go ahead and bring her a key lime pie, slice of key lime pie, and a slice of chocolate cake.
And see, and that's a point I made the other day. Now, my gay friends, perfect gentlemen. I'm like, oh, why aren't you straight?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Most gay men
shivering
are,
on.
Most gay men are chivalrous, though. I've noticed that.
Yes. Mm. Yes. It's like, wow. I know some straight guys saying, now what? We're not, those that are shivers, we're not talking about you. But right.
And
Cousin Linda, another thing regarding etiquette where people get stuck at, how do you introduce people that don't know each other or maybe know of each other but never met each other, been introduced to one another before? You know, they might know of each other.
Well, if it's male-female, I will introduce the – now, I don't know if this is correct or not, but I introduce the lady first to the gentleman. And if they want to shake hands and get cordial or whatever, then they do that. When I'm introducing females, I just say, well, Sarah Ann, this is Carla Sue or whatever. And Carla Sue and I have been friends since the 10th grade or something like that. When I introduce people, it's very easy to carry on conversations, because I'm such a conversationalist and I'm such a down-to-earth person, pretty well-versed in a lot of subjects, so everybody is at ease. I don't have a problem with that. How do you do it?
I do it like you, and yes, and you introduce – I do it like you. I can just easily introduce people, but I notice some people don't even worry about introducing people. And sometimes I have to take it upon myself. So what is a proper way when when someone is not introducing you to someone, so I just will go ahead and introduce myself and ask, I introduce myself in the polite way I can without, you know, because sometimes you can go on talking with people and you would think that the mutual friend would introduce you by now and 30 minutes have passed by. And then sometimes I might say, are you going to introduce us? Or I go I'm Beth, so-and-so, and I, like you said, so-and-so and I have been friends since the third grade, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll interject myself and I'll just say, oh, well, by the way, I'm Linda and so-and-so.
Right.
But I always try to introduce people because I want everybody to feel comfortable. It's like the math seniors. I was the person that knew everybody. Now, two of the ladies worked with me. All three of us worked for the same company, but then there were three people who didn't work for that company. And I just, I don't know, we just all got real together and very friendly, and I'm a hugger, too. When I meet somebody.
And you know I am.
Yeah. I like to hug
people. I got that from your mom.
Yeah. And I guess that's where I got it from then, because I don't know. I just know the first thing I do is embrace a person with a hug. And even if I've known them just about all my life, if we haven't seen each other in a few weeks or a few months or whatever, first thing I do is just reach out and hug somebody.
Exactly.
But back on etiquette, I know some people don't know which utensil to use at the table.
And that is something I definitely want you to talk about. Because I know some people are still going to events today in the summer. So people need to know.
Yeah, well, there is a salad fork. So you begin with the fork that's closest to your plate. And so, but I've noticed that a lot of restaurants now have gotten away from four or five utensils, flatware. I don't know if it's an extra expense in washing that many dishes or whatever, but you used to get a salad fork, a dinner fork, and if you got a shrimp cocktail or something, you know, you got a little cocktail fork. I couldn't tell you when the last time was that I got a cocktail fork.
Right.
Like you just grab your shrimp and dip it in your sauce and start biting. But once upon a time, you used to get a little cocktail fork. And after you've used your salad fork with your salad, then you move on to your meat or entree fork. And then there is a soup spoon and an iced teaspoon. The iced teaspoon is the one with the extremely long, thin handle. And you might have a spoon for your dessert. You may be eating creme brulee or some pudding or a flan or whatever. But I think people now are just more casual, even in fancy restaurants. You just grab whatever. But if you are out with your boss or a professional person, you're trying to win over a client or something, it's best if you don't know, check up on it before you leave home because they may be judging you on that.
Right. People will watch you. And you're speaking of cocktails. They're watching that, too, so try to limit at least. Mm-hmm. Don't go over two. And if you can, don't go over one. Right.
Right.
Right. And one thing I love about our favorite guy, favorite chef, Nurserette's videos, he would zoom his cameras in on the drones or his other people that's doing the videos, even when he's videoing with his phone. He would, like, zoom in to what utensils he are placing at the table. So you're right, that's rare because you and I are foodies and we go to restaurants and then, well, I'm getting back out, but we watch a lot of videos and he's like the only restaurant that I see in the videos that I watch that show in preparation how he's setting the tables for his guests. And I'm like, that's cool. In a way, he's indirectly showing people how to place how, like what you just mentioned, how silverware is set up also. So you know, right, indirectly he's showing us this is how, this is where we place the forks and the knives on the table in preparation for when you sit down.
Right. Yeah, you have a little plate for your bread, and you have a little butter knife. Sometimes you get a butter knife, sometimes you don't.
I'm glad you mentioned that because that's my next question. How do you eat bread? Some people want to know that.
Well, the correct way, from what I was taught back in the day, is you break a little piece of bread off, you put a little butter on there, and you eat that. You slowly chew it and what have you, masticate, if folks want to use a big word. And that is how you do it. Rather than if you have a roll, you don't split your roll down the middle, put some butter in there, and make a sandwich.
Right.
I've seen people do that.
That's how I do. At the house, that's how I do. But when I'm out in public, I do what you say do. Break it in little pieces. But it takes practice, too, like Cousin Linda mentioned earlier, when you go out with your boss or your date. It's good to practice. It's good to do like a quick little practice thing. So you can be comfortable and not nervous. I don't know if some of you might be like me, because like when I'm serious, when I say I need a refresher course, because I know the first time I'm a reformed socialite, you guys. Cousin Linda and my mom taught me early on, and I always love our at-home events and love being on the invite list to events and even host my own events. So I've been reformed, haven't been a socialite like I have been used to. I know the first time I'm on my birthday, I'll probably be all down to earth and cool. But and any other time, I would be a nervous wreck because I'm like, okay, am I placing the napkin right? You know, did you finish with the bread? Because before we end, I want you to talk about the napkins, because I know men and women are fearful of napkins. What do we do with the napkins?
The napkin goes in your lap. However, when I'm out having fun and games, and depending on who I'm with or with whom I am, my napkin, I'll tuck it like a bib up under my neck, especially if it's spaghetti or lobster or something, just for fun. But the napkin goes in your lap. And now I was told by some gentlemen, two gay men who was on a tour that I was on in Portugal and Spain, they say when you finish your meal, you take your napkin and you fold your napkin or bend your napkin, as they put it, and put it back on the table. And that signals the server that you finished your meal and you want them to come and take your plates away. But I don't think we're that formal in this country. So when I finish with my napkin, sometimes I'll fold it or sometimes I'll just take it and put it on the table.
Right.
But yeah, the napkin.
Because men and women and children, we get that sometimes that napkin situation can be a little scary, especially in a formal setting. Like, whoa, because you don't want to ball the napkin up and just throw it on your plate or leave it on the table. There's a right and wrong way to do your napkin.
Yeah.
What about something
the news
in your mouth? What have you removed?
Oh, take your napkin and remove. If something you have in your mouth is unpleasant, the news just came on.
Yeah.
If you have something unpleasant in your mouth, you put your napkin up there and discreetly remove it from your mouth. And maybe you can fold it in a corner of your napkin. And before we go, Bethany, tell them to look up Colin Cowie, C-O-W-I-E, if they're not familiar with Colin Cowie.
Oh my God, I'm glad you reminded me. I love him.
Me too.
Yes.
Me too.
Yes.
Well, I guess maybe we can finish this. What time is the show tomorrow? Is it a 5
o'clock after Hawaii? 4 o'clock on Monday. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We will be discussing etiquette, you all week and probably every day, because it's important for us to know, and those of you that would like to call in and talk about any topics. But we know that it's something that needs to be addressed, is proper etiquette.
Okay. All right. Well, I will talk to y'all tomorrow at 4.
Okay. Well, thank you. We didn't get a chance to talk about your movies. And so I guess we'll talk about them soon.
Yeah, we'll do that tomorrow, too, if time permits.
Right, so we can continue talking about etiquette, and I'm sure you will be posting etiquette posts before tomorrow, and I will too. Yes.
All righty, well, hasta la vista, hasta mañana, sayonara, I'm signing off. Bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. You. Bye-bye.
Enjoy the rest of your evening. Okay, thank you. Yes, those were some wonderful tips that Cousin Linda shared with us. Thank you all so much for tuning in. We have a few more minutes. Remember to email me at us at Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Culture Shock, KULTRESHOKENT underscore Beth at yahoo.com. Let me repeat that, KULTRESHOKENT underscore Beth at yahoo.com. And I repeat it thrice, a third time. Email KULTRESHOKENT underscore Beth at yahoo.com. Cash App. Anything that you send will definitely go into reinvesting in the show so we could upgrade and just make all of us happy, because we all are in this together. It's a team. It's a family, a worldwide family. Cash App is $Beth, B-E-T-H, B-T-R-U, K-U-L-T-U-R-E-S-H-O-K. $BETHBTRUKULTURESHOK. Again, Cash App is $Beth, B-E-T-H, be true, B-T-R-U, minus the E, culture, KULTURESHOK. Thank you so much in advance for Cash App. And also, thank you so much if you've been a long-time listener since March 2011 or new. Thank you so much for those that have ever guest co-hosts, ever been a guest on the show. Thank you to those that are returning to the show to give us an update on what's been going on in your world, in your life, in your business, for your calls. Thank you so much for new guests that are coming on in the near future. I've been talking to some awesome people that are super awesome, happy to be coming to the show. Thank you to those of you that send awesome music that will be included on the playlist, and also sharing with us your career, from artists and poets to your what your calling is. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your support. Just thank you. I cannot thank you enough. And again, I wish everyone a happy Father's Day Sunday week. Tomorrow is a federal holiday, the newest federal holiday, June 10th, is being celebrated right now also. So this is like a double weekend. But it doesn't lessen either holiday. June 10th, tomorrow, we will be talking about June 10th. You know, Cousin Linda has her opinions regarding June 10th, but it is a federal holiday, so that means many of you will be off work also, and so do not hesitate to call in. You know, the guest listener call-in number is 516-595-8255. Also, if you don't have your listener profile created so you can be a part of the BTR community and chat in the chat room and interact with all of us, the BTR podcasters here. You know, Blog Talk Radio is like, if it's not the original, it's one of the top original podcast communities out there. And thank you all so much, too, for supporting my podcast that I am premiering on Spotify, which can be heard on iHeartRadio. Thank you for visiting that website. And when you see new shows up, I thank you for tuning in and listening, working on reaching 100 listeners so I can start monetizing. Thank you all so much. Also, to interact with me in person and throughout social media. Big shout out to my TikTok friends, Facebook friends, LinkedIn friends. I'm working on getting back into my original LinkedIn because I have so many connections. I have my backup LinkedIn and I have my original LinkedIn. So I'm working on getting back consistent with my LinkedIn connections. Thank you for those that subscribe to my YouTube channel. Working on, you know, my content and all of that. YouTube.com/CultureShockInc. KULTRESHOKENT. Thank you, you all, for your love. And you all know. You all know, those of you that have been watching, listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report since the beginning, you all know one of my favorite topics happens to be the topic of UFOs. And there's been so much going on regarding UFOs. And, you know, I haven't seen a UFO before. My mom, my late mom, and my sister and I seen a UFO when I was in third grade. My sister seen a UFO also when she was in Dallas. She and her husband seen a UFO in Dallas. But you all hear about that story in Las Vegas? I first seen it on TikTok. Then I seen it on something else. Then I seen it on, this morning on Good Morning America, they said that they are, they have put up cameras in the people in Las Vegas, Nevada's backyard, where those aliens allegedly landed. When I seen that story on TikTok, I could not believe myself, couldn't believe my eyes, my ears. That is crazy. And, I mean, and they called 911 and told the police, hey, this 8 to 10 feet women are walking in our backyard. I mean, that's crazy. You all, we got to talk about these, about UFOs and Loch Ness Monster, you know, all this stuff, you guys. I mean, really. I know I'm getting too excited, huh? But do not hesitate to email any topic suggestions, okay? I thank you all so much. The show's not over yet. Here is another PSA.
Email from school about the incident today.
Gary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is going to tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Oh, that was the first PSA.
If you talk, if they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So stop, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
Yes, young people and adults alike, let's all be careful out there with underage drinking and excessive drinking adults, and do not drive and drink, and be careful with drug usage. Also, remember there's always help out there. Always, always. You can always reach out to us also here at Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. You all, I don't know if you know, but Jackson, Mississippi is under a state of emergency also. We've been having some pretty bad thunderstorms since Thursday morning. Many in Mississippi are without power. Obviously, I'm not without power, but many are without power. You guys know it's like 100 plus degrees. There are people without power. You know, they are without AC. Refrigerators can't, you know, no power. So our mayor, the Honorable Mayor Chakwe Antar Lumumba, you know, called for a state of emergency for the city of Jackson because many are without power. There are many downed trees. I don't know if you all are seeing this on national, international news. So I'm so glad I have time to share that info with you. There are cooling stations set up throughout the city of Jackson, and where people can, and also cooling stations and places where people can charge their electronic devices. There are churches. I know there are churches in my area that are giving away bottled water and ice because people do not have power. And that's throughout the state of Mississippi. And so there are people without power. And there has been storms literally every day since Thursday. So when energy and the power, other power companies try to cut trees and restore power, here comes another storm. Earlier this morning we had a storm. A scary storm, and the meteorologists, they predicted that Father's Day would be a storm early, then the afternoon and evening would be okay, and they predicted that another terrible storm will come through this evening. So in case you, I don't know if you all are seeing this with the other reports regarding other areas where thunderstorms and tornadoes touched down. We even have had injuries and loss of life. The other day I said no one had died, but a tree fell on a man's garage in Canton, Mississippi, and he passed away. He was preparing to get in his car and drive to Georgia to his brother's funeral. Now there will be two funerals because a tree fell on his garage and he died. And another guy was a tree fell on his sister's house that he was in. Yeah. Yeah.
The rain coming back. You look cute. You're like a little lamb. You look like a lamb. Melissa, I'm glad your fur going back.
After massive and unprecedented protests, critics say the plan is a threat to democracy, but supporters say it's needed to curtail judicial activism. There's so much more ahead on World News Tonight. This Sunday, the urgent rescue operation when a ferry boat went up in flames and showed up a massive ton of illegal drugs in the city.
After the best nap of my life.